Hey, it's time to hit the ice now on the Ferris State Coach's Corner podcast as we work our way around the athletic department and hockey season is upon us. And Bob Daniels, he's probably, I would say, the king of coaches when it comes to Ferris State. His 28th season. Coach, congratulations. And does it feel like 28 seasons to you?
Not even close, Brad. Realistically, there's like any job, there's days when it feels like 28. But for the most part, I don't know where time went, and I probably have the best job on campus. So I don't even view it as working. It's a passion.
Colgate's team is coming in for the opener Thursday, October 10th. But before we get there, you got a couple of exhibition games. But let's talk about where you are for the 2019-20 season. And before we get into the team, one of the things I know you're excited about, locker room renovations, right?
Yeah, we've got two locker room renovations happening simultaneously, although one of the projects is already complete. The other ones were probably a couple weeks away. But what we did is we took our old players' lounge, and it used to be a study lounge back in the day when not everybody had laptops and phones, and so we had computers in there for the kids to use. But, you know, in the last 10 years, everybody's got their own laptop or tablet. So we realized that was not a good use of space. We converted it to an exercise room. It's got strength training equipment. It's got cardio equipment. It's really well done. And then we converted the old exercise room. We're going to turn that into a nutrition center or kitchen, if you will, and kind of upgrading and with the change in NCAA rules now that we can feed players post-practice, a kitchen is better use of that space as well. So we're excited about the changes. I think it's going to help our student-athletes, and I also think it's going to help us in recruiting.
Love that venue. Love what they're doing in the athletic department. As you know, Athletic Director Perk Weisenberger, a lot of changes where they can. Renovations are always good, as you mentioned. And let's talk about the talent that you've drawn. I want to start with your senior core, your captains for this squad, because you've got some good players, quality players coming back at all the different positions on the ice.
Yeah, we do. And matter of fact, before I get to the our veterans, we address some needs, too, of the team, with some recruiting and specifically in goaltending. I think we've improved that position. We've improved the depth of that position. But we are going to be led by our upperclassmen, and Nate Callen and Dominic Lutz are our captains this year, and they've done a terrific job. We're coming off, really for us, a very down year, and we haven't had one of those years in over a decade. And, so there was a lot of soul searching in the spring. I just can't think of two better leaders, both on the ice, off the ice, in the weight room, on campus, in the classroom, than Nate Callen and Dominic Lutz. They're very mature. They're very focused individuals. We've got a good feel right now around this team. And we return 9 of our top 11 scorers. And those 9, all of them reached double digits in points a year ago. So, offensively, while we may not lead the league, we should have plenty there and from a variety of sources. So we're really looking forward to getting going.
Bulldogs head hockey coach Bob Daniels joining us here on the Ferris State Coach's Corner podcast. And Coach, with that said, you've got that core, but people are always excited. I know coaches are too, with new talent they can sprinkle in. You got 11 new players, 10 freshmen and 1 grad transfer, right?
We do. So 11 total new players. The grad transfer really helped to address one of the needs, as I mentioned, goaltending. He's Austin Shaw. He transferred from Princeton, and as a graduate, he graduated from Princeton last spring. He was able to come in to our program and be eligible immediately. He's got 1 more year of eligibility left. Tough thing for the poor kid is that he was diagnosed with a athletic hernia, sports hernia. He had surgery, and he won't be able to really take the ice with us till the beginning of November. The good news is it was diagnosed pretty quickly by our medical staff. He's in tremendous shape. He's experienced. He's going to join Roni Selman-Kangas, a goaltender from Finland, who was a freshman last year, ended up playing, probably 80% of our games. Was not quite ready as a freshman to do that, but he really baptized by fire. The last 6 games last year, he had the highest save percentage in the league, so he came a long way within one season. We're hoping that what was really maybe a weakness in our program a year ago will now turn into a strength. And we also added a freshman recruit to the mix by the name of Carter McPhail, who's a pretty highly touted freshman as well. So that position's in in pretty good stead. We have five freshman defensemen, so we're going to be young there, but we're going to be old there as well because we return four senior defensemen. So we have four seniors with five freshmen. We've paired the freshmen together throughout training camp right now, and they're working well together. I think over time we'll intermix the two, but it's great to have the four seniors out there because they act like coaches as well. So we're excited about the incoming talent, though. Blake Evanow, one of our freshman defensemen, has really stood out so far. Same with Jake Willits, and the other ones look good as well.
Coach, before I ask you about the WCHA and how you feel the conference looks this year, the top teams, I want to ask you about, I know Bulldog hockey fans are always passionate about this. Hey, who's on the non-conference schedule? Who do we get to see that comes to Big Rapids, or who are we going to play? I know you're very excited, even though it's on the road, to get Miami, a former conference foe, back on the schedule. And then you guys are in the GLI this year down in Detroit.
Yeah, that's correct. And a lot of the teams we're going to play non-conference this year, people will recognize from the years that we were in a conference in the CCHA with them. And so we've got a home-and-home series, which we do every year with Western Michigan. We have two at Miami. They're going to return the favor and come back here 2 years from now. We have the GLI, which we're really excited. I believe we open up with Michigan there, and then we'll face either Michigan State or Michigan Tech in the second game. So really happy to be back down to the GLI. Obviously, the longest running collegiate tournament in hockey, and we're excited to be part of that this year. That's something we've never won, and it's something that we would certainly like to put up a banner in our ring.
Two-time Division I National Coach of the Year, took the Bulldogs to the 2012 Frozen Four, four NCAA tournament appearances. And Coach, with that said, the switch over a few years ago to the WCHA, how do you see that conference? Tough hockey conference. How do you see it play out this year?
Wow, it is going to be a tough conference. The odds-on favorite really going into it is Minnesota State. They won it last year, and they return a wealth of talent. With that being said, though, every year there's surprises within the conference. Preseason polls picked us 7th or 8th, depending upon which poll you look at. I look at that more as a reflection of the previous year, not really a look towards the future. It's more of a look towards the past. I remember the one year in 2012, I believe it was, we were picked to finish last in the CCHA. We finished first, so we don't put much stock into that. Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. That was the year we went to the NCAA championship game, yet we were picked to finish last in the conference. So, you know, things like that happen. But Minnesota State, odds-on favorite. Bowling Green's going to have another good year. They return a wealth of talent. But as I said, there's always other teams. I see Lake State emerging, Bemidji State emerging. I see us having an improved season. So the conference continues to get better, continues to get stronger. Last year, we had two teams make the NCAA tournament. Wouldn't be surprised to see three out of our conference this year.
It all starts with the puck dropping this Sunday, exhibition play Waterloo from Cantaloupe Inn, 2:00 in Big Rapids. Get your tickets at ferrostatebulldogs.com. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and good luck this season.
Thank you, Brett. Really appreciate it.